All the Secrets of Our Mountain, All the Riches Buried There. Written by Safely Capricious and read by Flower Parish. This is a Marvel and DC crossover fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Phil Coulson slash Jim Gordon from an outsider POV. Additionally tagged, reunions, pre-Hydra in S.H.I.E.L.D. reveal, Hydra in S.H.I.E.L.D. reveal, hijinks and shenanigans, and humor. Jason stays relaxed in the chair as he waits for the field leader to show up. The alleged red-headed secretary, but Jason will eat his tie if she's not an agent, that had let him in, is perched awkwardly on a chair by the door, presumably making sure that he doesn't steal the letter opener or something. Or maybe it's to keep an eye on the guard that came in with Jason. He looks like the sort to rifle through files you shouldn't. Jason lets his eyes glance to the nameplate again, and then, pointedly, to his watch. Phil Coulson is now 15 minutes late to this meeting, which is only notable since Jason is representing the Security Council for some godforsaken reason. The reason being that Talia decided that slitting throats wasn't bloody enough for her, so she got into politics, and then bullied Jason into taking this particular job for her, because she wanted his insight as to what percentage of the higher-ups at S.H.I.E.L.D. knew that they were also Hydra. This Mr. Coulson, or agent, or whatever, is supposed to show Jason around. Jason can only imagine that he's late because he's shoving all the things they want to keep away from the rest of the government into some dark corner. Jason is absolutely planning to poke around every dark corner he can find, if just to see the man who made him wait so long sweat. And also because he's 97% sure that the guard S.H.I.E.L.D. assigned him is Hydra, and fuck those guys specifically. "I'm sorry to keep you waiting," comes a calm, familiar voice from the doorway. "Now, what can I help you with?" Jason stands and turns and freezes as the man walks toward the desk and, "Phil?" he asks, surprised. His gaze darts back to the last name on the plaque and, "Wait. Did you and the commish break up?" Phil freezes, halfway around his desk, and looks at Jason with wide eyes. "Jason?" he asks, and then his gaze drops to the name badge pinned to Jason's chest, and he blinks rapidly. "Head?" "Adopted," Jason points out. "Yes, I remember, but..." Phil pauses, considers the room, and then comes back around the desk and instead moves to the chair next to the one Jason had been sitting in, so they're facing each other, and he gestures for Jason to sit back down. "You died," he says softly, leaning forward enough that it's unlikely the other two in the room are hearing it. Jason leans forward and lowers his voice carefully. "I got better." And then he points again at the nameplate. "But for real, what's with Coulson?" "That was always my name, Jason," Phil says gently. "I didn't change it. Jim and I are still married. We attended your funeral." "Huh, that was nice of you," Jason says, and leans back. Both the guard and the secretary are doing a good job looking like they aren't paying attention to them, but, well, they are. Jason leans forward again and says even softer, "Tell me you don't know that like 65% of this organization by weight is Hydra. Tell me you're not Hydra." "Like, from World War II? What?" Phil looks genuinely confused, and Jason feels much better. "All right," Jason agrees. "Maybe less than that by weight now. Word on the block is that the captain is real dense, so those calculations are probably old." "Jason, what are you talking about?" Phil says, furrow between his brows that Jason used to see when Phil made it to the galas on the commish's arm. Of course, he missed a lot. Government job, they'd said. "Hey, Gary." Jason turns toward his guard and grins bright as anything, and the man starts to protest that that's not his name, but Jason carries on. "Hail Hydra!" "Hail Hydra!" the man snaps back, instinctively, and then tries to raise his gun, but the secretary is already off her perch and taking him down with her thighs effectively and, "Can she teach me that? Hey, can you teach me that?" Jason turns his attention from Phil back to the redhead, who is ably securing the guard with zip ties. "You're a little bulky for it," she says, as she straightens. Before Jason can protest, he's bulky, sure, but as flexible as he ever was, Phil comes out of his stupor. What? Why would? Phil is looking more shocked than Jason has ever seen him, and honestly, it makes him a little proud. He'd probably shocked him more a time or two when he and B had shown up suited up to bother the commish on one of his rare days off, but as Jason himself, this is definitely a first. I think they go through training about it, how you gotta respond correctly because it's respectful. They don't all do it, mind, but the stupid ones do. And Gary was stupid, Jason says, leaning back nonchalantly. His name is Jeremy, the redhead says, dryly, looking to Phil, clearly waiting for guidance. Get Fury, Phil says, and then he points at Jason. And you start talking. Jason starts to loosen the tie around his throat. Talia's gonna kill him for this. But he always liked Phil. What him and the commish had was, as Dickie used to say, hashtag goals. And while Jason didn't have any qualms about leaving some underling in the nest of Hydra that S.H.I.E.L.D. kind of was, he wasn't going to leave Phil there. Besides, realistically, Talia should know better than to send him into any sensitive situation. Or maybe she'd planned this out, knew that Jason would meet Phil. It's hard to say with Talia. Wait, does Dickie know this is where you work? This is your vague yet real government agency? Jason starts to pat himself down to get his phone. He and Dickhead had had so many arguments and bets about it and... Talk, Phil says, snatching the phone out of Jason's hand as soon as he's pulled it out. Wow, rude, Jason says, but settles back in his seat, tie undone, and smiles. The end.